How you going, Lee?
Look, we love a good time, and that's exactly what Sing Along with Suffragettes is all about, happening at the Burnie Central Townhouse on Saturday the 31st of July. Tell us a little bit more, if you wouldn't mind, Kay.
Well, this sort of came about with the Sing Along thing when the COVID thing happened, because you weren't allowed to dance.
No dancing, but you can sing.
That's right. That, exactly. Well, you can as long as you're not spitting on the person that was there. But no, look, we have a great time. We put out the song list on the tables. People yell out the songs they want to hear, and they get up and they dance and they sing to it.
So nice.
We have a really good time. And the thing about what we do, the music we choose is music that everybody knows. Now, even though we tend to favour the 60s and 70s, we do travel a little beyond those areas. And the age group that attends is very varied. Like, we get really young people there, as well as people in their 60s and 70s, and they're all into it. They're all having a ball.
Cross-section of age groups and cross-section of music decades. So you do say 60s and 70s, but you do throw in some 80s and 90s and even some 2000s, if need be.
Yes, we do. Yes, we're very versatile, aren't we?
Kay, you say we, two women, two voices, but one great night. You along with Wendy Moles. Now, Wendy's on guitar and vocals, and you play bass, I believe.
That's right. I play bass and sing as well, so we've got lots of harmony stuff happening. Wendy is an amazing singer, and of course, she's a Burnie girl.
She is. I was about to say that Wendy hails from Burnie, so fantastic. So singing in her own town, I bet she's looking forward to that. And look, with all the COVID situation we've had over the last 18 months now, nothing beats a good time, and it's good that we can do that here on the Northwest Coast at the moment. So we're encouraging those to grab some tickets, and we can do that right now at trybooking.com. And my advice is to pre-purchase your tickets, because you'll get it a little bit cheaper.
That's right. Yes, it's actually under $11 if you go via TryBooking. I've put $11 on the poster just to make it easy, but it's $15 at the door. So if you do pre-book, it makes it easier for us as well, because we also have limited numbers, of course, still.
Due to the COVID restrictions, limited numbers there. So it's a great venue too, the Burnie Central Townhouse. Getting up and dancing and singing and really coming away and saying, gee, that was one of the best nights I've had of the year, Kay.
Yeah, you've got to go away with a big smile on your face.
You do. What would be your favourite style of music?
Well, just to give you a hint, Wendy and I both are jazz singers as well as being pop singers. So jazz for me is probably my main thing, but I grew up doing rock and country and pop and R&B and all that stuff.
Pretty versatile set list.
Yeah, between us, we were trying to work it out when we decided to actually do the Suffragettes. We were going, oh, well, what do we know? And between us, we probably know about 1,000 songs from all different parts, you know, genres of music. But we picked like about 80 or 100 of them just to bring along to these gigs. Otherwise, it's a real nightmare if you've got 1,000 songs there. Nobody knows what they want.
Sing Along with the Suffragettes at the Burnie Central Townhouse with Kay Payne and Wendy Moles, who's originally from Burnie. Thanks, Kay, for your time this morning. I'm sure it's going to be an absolute ripper.